Shavua Tov, here we are at Daf Lamed, right at the Mishnah, which we will begin with a flourish.
So, Davarika Mishnah.
Shloshachim. Back now to our interesting cases of Zika among the case of Achayot, that are married to two brothers. So, our next case is three brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters. Shneimim Nisuvshte Achayot. V'Achad Nasui Nochrit. One of them is married to an unrelated woman. You notice in the other Mishnah we talked about one is Mufna, we talked about Echad Nasa Nochrit. Where we want to get into a question of Tzara, we can't just say he's Mufna. I'm coming to introduce the din of what Allah is on Tzara. So as we say, Echad Nasui Nochrit. Where it's not Nogea, the Tzara, so there we just call him Mufna. We just say it's really irrelevant that he's married to a Nochrit. In this case, a woman. Okay, so now one of the brothers married to the sisters dies, and the one who was married to an unrelated woman goes ahead and does yibum. Everything is fine now. Problem is that then he goes and dies himself. Umate. Now the question is, what is the halacha of his wives vis-a-vis the surviving brother who is married now to a sister? So now the Rishona is Yotzah Mishum Achotisha. So obviously, in this case, we have a classic falling to Yibum of an Achotisha, which is the pasuk that tells us that you're potter, Yitzror, and Vishniya Mishum Tzarata. The next one, the one he had married before, is, of course, Aser Al-Tzara, and Asaba Ma'amar Umeit, Nochrit choletzet v'lo mityabemet. So the chiddush over here is, but had he not done yibum and he had done only ma'amar, so then she is a tzaras erva with the ma'amar. But of course, since the ma'amar is not kenekinim gomer, so we don't have a tour of the tzara, but she's choletzet v'lo mityabemet. So therefore, we require chalitza. But there's yet another implication in this mission, because obviously there are three levels to the problem. Level one is Zika, where he doesn't do anything. Didn't do Ma'amar, didn't do Yibum. Level two is Ma'amar. Level three is actual Yibum. So the Mishnah discusses two out of three cases. If there's a Yibum, okay, fine, we know exactly if there's a Yibum, then, of course, real Torah Sereva, nothing to do. There's a minor partial Torah Sereva, but if there's nothing, what's the din? So apparently the Zika of Achot Ishto, of this other guy, to him and his unrelated wife, did not create a relationship of Tzara B'Zika, correct? Even though there's only one surviving brother. It's not a Zika that's spread out over a number of brothers. So Lechora, says the Gemara, so you see, Taimedov Abomama. The only reason we've got a problem of a relationship to a Tzarat Erva is because of the fact that he had done Ma'amar. But if he hadn't done Ma'amar, so then there'd be no problem at all. The Nochrit is unrelated. The husband dies. He's got a brother who happens to be married to a sister of a woman who that brother couldn't have married because it was an Achot Ishto. What's that have to do with me? Says the mate, the new mate. As far as I'm concerned, my wife is unrelated. He could certainly be miyabe my wife. What about the question of Zika? She's now not achot, she's tzarat. She's the tzara of an achot ishto through Zika. So you see from here, the nochrit yivumi nami miyabam arminakum sotomeret ein Zika filu b'characha. You see l'chor from this Mishnah very clearly that Zika does not create any Isurim whatsoever, legabe making this Nochrit at Tzarat Erva. Hello. We had like all kinds of diukim the other way before. Then obviously we're going to get to a discussion of the alternatives. Continues now the Mishnah, the different parts of this Mishnah. Shlosha Achim, Shnayim Yem Nisurim, Shtei Achayot, Ve'achad Nasui Nochrit, Meta Nasui Nochrit. So now, the guy who's married to the Nochrit dies. V'kineis echad mibaalei achayot et ishto. So now, one of the brothers who is married to the pair of sisters, he goes ahead and he takes the nochrit, which is wonderful, no problem. Takes the nochrit, kaim his mitzvah, and then he goes ahead and dies, leaving now the nochrit and the achot ishto of the other guy. So then, of course, Arishana yotzei b'shum achot ishah, b'shneim b'shum tzarata, everything is fine, no problem. Classic case of the first Mishnah. The classic case, achot ishto. Asaba ma'amar umet. Now, suppose he went ahead now and did ma'amar on the nochrit. Now, this is the same as the first Mishnah, but it's the other way around. The other Mishnah, the nochrit, was married, and he did ma'amar on the woman who would be achot ishto. And it said she's a tzara. In this Mishnah, the nochrit now is unmarried. She's the one that's a kuka. And the one who has the achot from before dies after making maimers. It's the same case in reverse. Right? The achot isha is the original wife. The nochrit is the zika wife. In the first case, the nochrit was the original wife, and the achot ishto of the other guy was the zika wife. It says over here also, shechora, I mean, that's not adding anything at all. It seems to be actually saying even less than the first Mishnah. Asaba ma'amar umet. The guy goes and he does ma'amar. The nochrit is choletzet v'lo mityabemet because of the fact now that she is, after all, et sorat erva through ma'amar. Fine. Says the Gemara, I understand. But so what's the point of this Mishnah? Why do we need this Mishnah? I know how, because it's the same exact thing as the first Mishnah. It's telling me that Maimer basically creates a semi-situation of Tzara Zerva, and therefore you can't let her go out completely because Maimer is not Kenekin Yigamur. And on the other hand, you can't do Yibum because it is Kenekin Yimimitzas. So you have a Tzara Zerva, so therefore we do our typical collective Lomit Yavam. It's absolutely not one piece of information. As a matter of fact, it's even less, because it's a kavachomer. Umahatam, look, in the first case, the achot isha, she was the one who became the tzarat and the nochrit through the ma'amar. Basically, the nochrit over here was the one who was the newcomer. And the ma'amar affected her. And even over there, you're saying that nonetheless, the nochrit is the asura. So over here, the nochrit is the one that was originally married, right? So the nochrit is the tzara l'achot isha. So lo koshikein. The nochrit is the center of attraction over here. She's the one that's being now turned into the tzara. So I mean, obviously, we're going to have a problem. The achot isha over here is the ikar. And it comes along, so over there, the nochrit, for sure, she's going to aser the nochrit. I mean, if even the non-ikr aser is the ikr, so koshikain, in the opposite case, for sure, it's going to aser, koshikain. The truth is, says the Gemara, you're 100% right. And the truth is that what we're watching over here is the evolution of the Mishnayot. Originally, this was the only Mishnah. And the Tana, actually, hach Tana Bereishis. This was the Mishnah because he didn't hold in the other case that it would have asked. And he only said this case, where over here you have the Meit HaNasui Nochrit, so that the real wife was Mamash and Erva, she would never have fallen to Yibum. Okay, in that case, if you did the Maimer, so fine, you answered the Nochrit, because the Yikar wife was the Achot Isha. But the other way around, where you have over here the Nosu Nochrit, he held at that case, Enochinami was Nirlo Hachazia Lehetera. He held that the other case, the first case, would actually, he wasn't going to say as a Mishnah, because he held, look, over there, guy's married to the Nochrit. The Achot Isha now has fallen to him only through Ma'amar. We're not going to answer his Iker wife because of the issue of the Ma'amar and the Tzara. That doesn't make sense. So that I wouldn't say. Then he realized that he should even hold a Manashach. If you hold that Ma'amar is a Kinyan, it has to go that far too, even though it's not a Kinyan Gomer. So Memele, he said, you know what? Hada Chazi Le Yisura. I did the chaviva, like, so now because it was a bigger finish, we know that the Tana enjoys the bigger finish, always puts the bigger finish first. So he took the new Mishnah, which is the bigger finish, made it the first Mishnah, so he was magdim it, and the Akhtama. The second Mishnah, which now indeed is irrelevant, because it says even less than the first Mishnah. Nonetheless, lo zazad mimekoma. Once a Mishnah is learnt kitzurata by the Talmidim, we don't take the Mishnah out of its place, and we leave it there so that the development can be traced, so that if somebody will say, but is it also in a case where the Iker wife was not the Tzar? Yeah, this was the development, the Tana once held this, but Enofinami, it's now been superseded. So like we keep a Mishnah Rishena, Mishnah Achreina, we often do that. Yes? Shloshach in next case. Shloshach im shnayim yem nisuim shtei achayot. V'achad nisui nochrit. Now comes along meit echad mi ba'alei achayot. So now one of the, as in the first case, one of the brothers who was married to the achot dies. And now the nisui nochrit goes ahead and he does yibum. Fine. Lovely. Meanwhile, the wife of the other surviving brother dies. So now she is no longer, his wife is no longer an achot isha to the surviving brother. Not that it's no gair, because everybody believes they're going to live happily ever after. Problem is that then the nosui nochrit who did yibum on the achot dies. Leaving now his wife was unrelated, and his other wife that he had gone and taken as a Yavama, who once was related, but is no longer related, because in Achot Isha, where the brothers, the last surviving brother, his wife had died, so now she's not Achot Isha. Nonetheless, Harezu Asura Alav Olamit, there is no way that he can be Miyabe now these women. Because oil of the Esra Allah Sha'a Achat. The point over here is that at the time that the first brother had died, what was the relationship of this woman to the brother who was married to the other sister? The relation was Achot Ishto. Okay, what does that leave her as vis a vis the Isser of the Erva to the first brother? Eshetachi, Shaloba Makam Mitzvah. The classic case of a woman who falls to Yibum and cannot be mityabemet because she's an erva, so she also remains eshet achiv shelo b'mokam mitzvah. Now the brother to whom she did fall takes her because he wasn't married to the sister; he was married to a nochri. Fine, it's all very nice. Now she's falling mikeach the second brother, but she remains an erva forever, which was never mutter to him, from the first brother. So now she is an eshet achiv shelo b'mokam mitzvah of the first brother, which is similar to the idea of an eshet ach shelo haya b'olamo. We've seen this over and over again, this idea. So that once a woman falls to yibum and you and one of the brothers cannot perform that yibum, then the yisur of eshet ach becomes permanent. The fact that now she falls again to Yibum from another Ach is irrelevant. He can only be Mater the Yisra Eshes Ach that he has, but he can't be Mater the Yisra Eshes Ach that was there from the first brother. So this is an extension now of the din that we were talking about over the past week, which is the Halacha, the Machlokas of Rav, Rav Yochanan, all the Nesra, Lof Shachas, all of the different variations that we had over there, not talking about two brothers necessarily like this case, but cases where one falls in Achot Zkukato and then the Zika is removed. That was the original case. This is the extension of such a case in terms of Erva, not in terms of Zika. Right? A woman was an Erva at that time. When she becomes an Erva at that time, she remains an Erva for it. Omar Rabbi Yudam Arav, that's the claw. Kol Yevama, She'ina Nikureba B'Sha'at Nifila, Yevama Yavoa Le'a, call that we've mentioned again and again. So you understand? That's what the Mishnah says. I don't need anybody to tell me what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says beferish those words. Ho'il v'nesar lav sha'achas. What exactly is Rav Yehuda Amarav coming to teach us? But to repeat the Mishnah? Tanina. Harei zo asura lav olamid. Ho'il v'nesar lav sha'achas. I mean, you can't say it more clearly than that. Well, all you're doing is repeating the words in the Mishnah. Not true, says Rav. Because ma'ale teima, I would have thought that this halacha is true dafka where there was no time during the nefila rishona that he could have taken her for yibum. His wife lived and continued to live after the time that his brother went ahead and was meyabemer, and she died years later after the brother was already married. What would have happened if she falls to Yibum and the next day his wife dies? So now nobody else was Kainiser. During the process of the history of this Zika, she became Mutaris to him. Does the Yibum kick in? I mean, we're looking and we're saying, look, yesterday you couldn't be Miabimer because your wife was your sister, was alive. But now that your wife has died, so now you're responsible for Yibum.
Why would I think that?
Because all Vanessa love Shachas, I can understand, is where you were never able to consummate the Zika. But where was Biyotcha to consummate the Zika? So now let me deal with it. If you're telling me that there was somebody else took it and I never had an opportunity, then it's equivalent to Shatakim Shalaya Bolamo. But over here, let me do it. Let me do it now. So I would have thought, that there was no time during the Nefila Rishona, meaning from the first brother who died, there was no time that I could have married this woman before the other brother went in and took her. Such as the next day his wife dies, and his brother had not yet done the Yibum. And now we're talking a year later still, we're trying to arrange things. The other brother says, well, I understand, why can't you be Miyabimer now? Oh, that was a year ago you told me you couldn't be Miyabimer. I can be Miyabimer. Doesn't make any nafkamina. Comes along Akamash Malan, comes along Rav Yehuda Amarav to teach us, look, the moment there was an afila, not shaykh, that's it. I don't care if a minute later, if basically the sister-in-law was together with the brother-in-law in the same car crash, and one died a moment later than the other one. Since the brother died first, the fact that his own wife, and the Abin's own wife, died a minute later, there's no way that he could do Yibum. Because at the moment of the death of his brother, it was impossible for him to be Mekayim Lemitz. That's all that counts. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, but that's also not a Chiddush. Had it happens to also be a Mishnah. And I don't understand what he's adding. Because we're going to have a Mishnah this week, an Ami Tanina. Shnei Achim Nisurim Shtei Achayot. Another one of these series. Two brothers married to two sisters. Meit Echad Mehem. One of them dies. We don't need the complication of another brother here. One of them dies. And now that brother, the surviving brother, loses his wife. V'achakach Meit Ishto Shosheni. Okay? This is the case. But I don't need the complications of the third brother. So here is a case in which, at the moment that the brother died, he was married to a woman who was a sister to his wife. So it can be Miyabimer. And a minute later, his wife also dies. So now he can be Miyabimer. Harezo Esura, Lav Olamid. There's all words in the Mishnah. Hoyel Vanessa, Lav Shachas. Excuse me. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda Amarav's excuse for repeating this Mishnah? Mil says it as clear as can be. So certainly, I wouldn't have had a Havamin in that case. So I don't understand any Chiddush at all. Not true. Still a Chiddush. Because you'll notice that the case that we use as the model for the idea has only two brothers. So when there was a nefila, at the instant of the nefila, the way that I define this woman is, sorry, she's not a Yavama. There's nobody who can do Yibum. Out she goes, she's Muteret L'shuk. Now I understand that a reversal of that state is impossible. But in this case, there are two brothers. One of whom is married to a Nochrit and who can do Yibum. The other brother, it's okay, he's out of the picture. Right now she's Yavama to this brother. Fine. Now his wife dies. The Zika is still here. So why can't he now get into the picture along with his other brother? She was never a non-Yavama. She was never Mutera Peshuk. So maybe in that case, Ein Hachinami, I wouldn't say the klal of because she was Nesrael of Shach, she's Nesrael of Olami. That's the point. So in that case, there was no one to do Yibum. She's not even a Yavama. Aval Hacha, in our Mishnah with her two brothers, she's not completely excluded from Yibum. As a matter of fact, we're all anxiously awaiting the great moment. Now all of a sudden the other brother comes along. So I would think, since she is now waiting for Yibum for this brother, who's the Nasu Nochrit, at this point she can also be mityabemet by the brother who is not married at all, who just lost his wife. Tomash Malan, she may be muteret and no longer be achot ishto, but she's not muteret because she's eshet achiva arishona from that moment, from the instant of the nefila, and that remains permanent. Shlosha achim. Let's take another one. Shlosha achim. Shnayim yem nisuim shtei achayot. Echad nasuim nochrit. Now. Gireish echad mibaalai ha'achayot et ishto. Goes ahead and divorces his wife. Since he divorces his wife, so she's no longer going to fall to Yibum, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, he goes ahead and mate Nasui Nochrit, the one who was married to a woman who's unrelated dies, the one who did gave a get to his wife was Kainesser. So far, everything. Nobody even thinks that any complications could possibly come of this case. Very straightforward case, right? Who mate? Then he dies. Now he leaves the woman who is a Nochrit. What's the problem? Because she's not a Tzaras Erva. He was already Megarasher before his other wife. Well, that's what we were referring to back in the first Mishnah, that if in any event they died or there was a get, there's no problem. Now this is a terrible problem. It's a terrible problem that we asked before way back at Daf Yud Gimel. We said there's a contradiction to the Mishnah. Because this is insisting that he had to be Megarish's wife before he took the woman that would have been the Tzara. Mm-hmm. Whereas the first Mishnah said, as long as they were Nisgarshu or Mesu before he died, the Tzara doesn't become a Tzara during the course of the marriage. The Tzara becomes a Tzara when there's a Chiyav Yibum. And why in the world did the Mishnah give a crazy case whereas Megarish is Ishto, only then this brother goes ahead, leaves him, this other woman is not related, only then he takes her. Instead, all of that is superfluous. They could have been married the whole time, and everything would have been just fine, and as long as it was Megarish or a moment before he died, she wasn't no fellas to Yibum, and there would be no problem. And the Mishnah is insisting, and this is the case, don't think it's any other case. This is the case that we're talking about. Not a case where he had been Megarisher a moment before he died. Oh no. He had to be Megarisher before this other woman fell to him. Gee, weird. Now of course the Gemara asked this before. Let's go back to Daf Gimel because we're going to have to remember that Sugya here in order to understand. Okay, so let's just do a brief review on Daf Gimel. So our Mishnah in Daf Gimel, which is the first Mishnah, this is the closing of the Mishnah. Ketzadi, Meitu, Hein, and so on. So our Mishnah, that, when I say our, I mean when we were holding there then, at the first Mishnah. So the first Mishnah over there says, a very simple case. When I say Meitu Onidgarshu, I'm talking about Meitu Onidgarshu at any point. So I say, Ketzadi, Meitu, Tzolot, Emutarot. Right now they're married together. The same time, right? He's got another wife. I'm reading from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, something you ought to remember. He went ahead now, his daughter died, or he gave her a get, the husband, and then, So what's the Mishnah saying? Though they may have been married happily together for 50 years, as long as she was mitgareshet a moment before he died, the tzara falls to Yibam. So continues the Gemara to ask the afilu kanas lebesof gireish. You're telling me that even though he was married to this tzara at the same time, and only later, years later, he was megarish the erva, that that's okay? V'raminu, what about the Mishnah that we're going to have later, which happens to be right now on Daf Lamed, in which it says over there, Shlosha Achim Shnayim Eyem Nesuim Shtei Achayot V'Echad Nesuim Ofri Girish Echad Mibalei Achayot Ishto, and then Meita Nesuim Ofri, and then Kansa Migareshu Meit Zoi Shomru Shimeito. Only that case would we say tzorote embutarot, which means taima de girish v'akkakkanas, only because he first gave the get and then he marries this other woman. But had he been married to another woman at the same time that he was married to an erva, even though he got rid of that erva by giving a get before he died, it's too late. They've spent time together, married to the same man, and therefore she's a tzora serva forever. That's what our Mishnah just said on that Lamed. As the Gemara, it's a contradiction. Omer, Yirmiyah, you're right. It's a hopeless contradiction. Taba. We're going to have to break this into two parts. It's two different Tanoim. Mish, Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Obviously, there's two different approaches to the whole concept of Yibum. There is the Tana of the first Mishnah, which we've been assuming all along. The Halacha is Mita Mapelet. The only thing that defines the state of an erva at tzara is the moment of death. Whatever the halacha is at that point, that's the halacha that defines it. Whereas this tana, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed that we're learning today holds, nisuin arishanim apili, that the moment of a marriage of a brother is always an incipient yibum, by definition. So if that brother is now married to a sister of his brother, and he then goes in and marries at Sora, and they live happily ever after. He's married to the sister of his brother's wife. Okay. And he now marries another woman, and they were married for many years. So who's talking about Yiba? All along we were thinking about Yiba. There was always the incipient Yiba. So therefore, even if he divorces now that Sora, there was always Yibum all along, because it's the first marriage that creates the Yibum, not the instant of death. The Zika comes from the fact that they were married. The moment he gave the Kedushin, there was already an incipient Yibum. Now that's called the Nisuin HaRishonim Mapilim. That explains it. The Mishnah and the Daf Lamed clearly holds sharing time together in a marriage that could lead to Yibum is enough to make you a Tzara Serva. And that's why it says he had to divorce his wife before he took the other woman. Rava says, I don't believe it's two tanis. I think it's chat tanahu. And indeed, it's a zuvein tzarich lomar zu. Obviously, if we know our first Mishnah, then obviously, if he'd been megarish before he even took the woman, it doesn't even need to be said. However, you must admit, it makes for some delicious daffin in the Gemara. So, that's what Rebbe wanted to achieve. Zuvein tzarich lomar zu. Do you note the difference? Do you understand the implications? Would you have thought me and Nisir Marishanim Mapilim? Ha ha ha! Look what I've taught you now. You never would have even realized it if I hadn't forced you to contemplate the possibilities. Okay, so Zuvay Tzarkwa Mazur. Fine. So those are two approaches that we have now to understanding the Mishnah. Keeping that in mind, let's now make another deal. There's another issue here that is weird. Because why in the world did his brother have to die after the guy gave the get? He could have died at any time. The only point that's important to us, I would have thought, is the question of when the brother had done the Yibum here on the other woman. As long as he gave the get to the Erva before he married the other woman, so now you're talking about a case in which they're not Tzara Serva. Afkamina, the brother died, the brother didn't die. Don't even then just say, Gireshet Ishto v'achakach yibeim et eshet achiv. Fine, that's all you're trying to tell me, right? But apparently not. Says the Gemara, Taima, the Girish v'chakach met. You see from here that you needed to have the Gerishin and then the brother's death. The Ava met v'chakach Girish asura. Had it been the other way around, if the Bala Achayot, the one who was married to the sister now, had not been Megarish first, before the Nasui Nachrit, before the guy was married to the unrelated woman, had died, he would also have created a problem of a Tsara Sarava. Why? There's only one possibility, because of Zika. Why else would there be a problem? Nobody did Maimer, nobody did Yibum. Nonetheless, we're saying, no, if he hadn't done the Gerishin before the brother was married to the sister died, forget it. Why forget it? The Nochris, nobody ever married her. She was sitting here waiting for Yibum. And so far, she's not a Tzara Sarva. Nobody did Maimer. Nobody did Yibum. So I understand. As long as, a year later, he went ahead and gave a get after her husband died. And then after he gave the get, he married her. Is she a Tzara Sarva? At the time that he married her, he wasn't married to the sister. How is she a Tzara Sarva? Unless you're telling me that the very fact that the brother died during the time that he was married to a sister, and then this woman, this Nochris, falls to him for Yibum, even he didn't do Maimer, even though he didn't do Zika, is hopeless. It won't help now to give a get, because she's already a Tzara Sarva. The Zika. No, she's a Tzaras Erva Bezika. Right. Says Rav Ashi, amazing. Zot Omeret, Yesh Zika, Filim Shreyach. Over here, there's two brothers that could have married the Isha, the Nochrit, that is now fallen to them from the third brother.
Married to sisters.
The two brothers who were married to sisters.
Of course, the Zika, okay.
What? Not of course. There's a woman that falls to either of two brothers, who are both of whom are un-
sisters.
Huh? Who cares? They're married to elephants. There's nothing to do with her. Right? Fine. So she now is the kuka to these brothers. That means that the Zika is spread out over two people. Nonetheless, we're telling you that at that moment she became a Tzara Sarva. I'm very sorry. Unless at the moment that her husband died, one of the brothers was no longer married to the sister. Then she's not a Tzara Sarva. So what do you see from there? That the Zika creates an impossible situation for her. She's already a Tzara Sarva vis-a-vis this brother. Right? Why are you giving me these frowns? The whole
thing. I'm just keeping up.
She's a Tzara Sarva.
So far good or not?
Yeah. She's a Tzara Sarva in this.
It has to be clear because it keeps building.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm happy to explain it again.
One of the brothers is going to do Yibum, can do Yibum with this woman, right?
Only if he gave her a get before. What do you mean? Of course, yes.
So I
said either
next
brother.
Next time around, she will be a considered Tzara Sarva, right? At this moment, she's not a Tzara. Is she? Or is the Zika?
No, she's a Tzara's. Yeah, okay, if that's what you meant, yes. She's not. She's a Tzara's Erva for the next Nephila. Although, Tosfos touches upon the issue of whether this relationship could work B'chaim as well. It says, of course it doesn't get only, it's only Nogeya at the time of the Nefila. But the point is that she becomes not a Tzara Sarva vis-a-vis that
Nefila.
The next Nefila. Right. The next Nefila. Right. But this shows that there is a Zika that creates the problem of her now being a Tzara to a sister, the guy to the other brother. So, wow. That's amazing. I mean, we just had two Mishnayos on the same daf, one of which proves that ain't Zika filo b'chad achi, and one of which proves yeh Zika filo b'trei achi. I mean, that's pretty extreme. So, as Gemara, I understand. So, but what's Rav Ashi going to do with Rav Nachman's diak from the first Mishnah we just had tonight? Well, not for Rav Ashi. Rav Nachman misunderstood that first Mishnah. The Mishnah did not mean to say that if you hadn't done Ma'amar, that the Zika wouldn't have been a problem, and you wouldn't have said Chaletzet V'lo Mityab Emet. The Zika is obviously a problem. The Mishnah is saying the Zika is a problem. There's no way out of that. The Zika is a problem. So you're saying, so why did the Mishnah say Va'aser Bo Maimer? Only then, and then Meitan Ochrit. So then the Nochrit is Cholatzit Velomit Yabemet. Mashma, without Ma'amar, that Nochrit is not related to the Erva at all. That was Rav Nachman's Diyuk. Says Rav Ashi, but that wasn't the point. I mean, you made the wrong Diyuk. The point was, even though you hadn't made Ma'amar, you would still have needed to do Chalitza, not Yibum, because you would have been a Tzoras Erva B'Zika. The only reason the Mishnah said the case of Ma'amar is to tell me that even though you did Ma'amar, don't think that that means that she's a real Tzorat Erva, you can get away without anything. And it's coming to the Hodit, telling Ma'amar, that's not Fuke Mi Beit Shammai. Yamri Ma'amar Konekin Yan Gamur. So according to Beit Shammai, you wouldn't even need Chalitza. She would be a Tzoras Erva, because they're married now at the same time that they fall to Yibam. Kamash Malan, even with the Ma'amar, Koletzet Velomit Yabemet. But the truth is, even with the Ma'amar, Koletzet Velomit Yabemet. But the truth is, even without the Ma'amar, there would have still been exactly the same Ma'amar, Koletzet Velomit Yabemet. Why? Because of the Zika. That's how I understand the first Mishnah. It's just there to make it very clear that Ma'amar doesn't help you to go walk out without anything. Tosus learns Maimaris Derisa later on, Dafton Beis. Tosus, Derisa, according to Beit Shammai. Rashi learned last week that it's a Rabbanim. We spoke about this, but that it creates, nonetheless, like all Kedushim. There was once the Rabbanim make this a Kedushim, so now already they're married. But Mekor and the Derisa is in the Yerushalmi, where it says that the Yerushalmi learns it out from the Lekachalo Leisha V'Yibma. That there's two dinim. There's Lekuchin, which is Lekuchin is Kedusha, and there's Yibam. Fine.
The first Mishnah says there's Yisif with one brother, and here even with two. That's what Ravashi's saying.
According to Ravashi?
Yeah.
The first Mishnah didn't stress the Zika, because it wanted to stress the Dinner Man. But it certainly...
There is Zika,
but I'm not interested in teaching you the Zika. I'm going to teach you later in the series, in a better case, even if there's two. So that case I'm just using to teach you that Mimer won't help you. I certainly didn't mean to imply there's no Zika. I mean, look at it, you see. Clearly, I'm telling you there is Zika. But why come to tell you the Chiddush of Zika by one brother? I'll tell you Chiddush of Zika by two brothers. And here I'll just tell you that they're a Mimer. So how does Rav Nachman, who says that that's not the Pshat of the Mishnah, what's he going to do with this Mishnah? I mean, this Mishnah is wild. Huh? But what's he going to say? Kashi Rav Ashi, it's a fantastic deal over here. It says Davki was Megarish before it was Mace. What's he going to tell you? And don't try to tell me. I know what you're going to say. V'chitim, if you say what I suspect you're going to say, that actually what Rav Nachman is going to say is, Hu adin afilu meis v'achakach gireish tzoratamutaret. Actually, it doesn't matter. It really would have been exactly the same even if the brother had died and then he went ahead and was megarish. The tzora is still mutter because there's no zika. So then, I ask you, Zohi, what is that Zohi in the Mishnah? You said, Zohi, now this is the Keshom Ruva Kulam Shemeto Nidgashu Tzorotehem Mutarot. Okay, what's the Zohi coming to say? But not what? Lemutemai. But not what? Lemute, would it be to say, aha, I knew exactly where you were going. You were going to try to say Zohi as opposed to the opening mission of the Masechta, which says Konas V'Achakach Gireish, that even though he actually was married to her and then he gave her a divorce and then he died, that even that case is not a Tzoras Erva. Comes along the mission saying no, Zohi, only a case where before he was ever married to the Tzora that he got rid of the Erva, then she's not a Tzoras Erva. But if they were ever married together, then she is a Tzoras Erva. But the Zohi doesn't mean to say, only in a case where he gave the get before the brother died, because Zika is a problem. Nonsense. Zika is not a problem. That we saw from the first Mishnah. Makes no difference. The only thing the Mishnah is concentrating on here is to make it absolutely clear that the Gerushin has to take place before he takes this woman. Maybe that's what you'll say to Zohi. Huh? Well, you know what? Maybe you'd be right. But only if you hold a Rav Yirmiyah. And we just learned Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Tana, Misha Shana Zo, Lo Shana Zo, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, look, this Tana actually disagrees with the first Mishnah. Fine. So then it makes sense to say, Zoe, don't confuse yourself with that first Mishnah. It's a mistake. Only this case and no other case. Okay, that's fine. Then you can get away with it. I don't like it, but you can get away with it. But suppose you're all the Rava. And yes, you say that, hey, Micha, it's okay, you serve like Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says indeed that this Tana doesn't hold in the first Mishnah. And he says, Tavra, Misha, Shana, Zolo, Shana, Zol. And actually, the first Tana held Mitama Pelet, whereas this Tana of our Mishnah holds Nisuda Mishonim Mapimim. So fine, then you can get away with saying that the Tana wants to really stick it to the Tana of the first Mishnah. So he says, Zoe, listen here, that's wrong. This is the only case. Zoe, Lebute, Kanasa, Lasov, Girish, don't give me this business about someone who was first Kanas, was married for 30 years, now he gives a get a minute before he dies and she's not a Tzara Therma. Nonsense! Okay, you could say that. But if you hold it, Rava, and Rava said, Leolam Chatanahu, that actually this Bryce, this Mishnah is not coming to argue on the first Mishnah at all, right? So Yisrava Laka Rava, the Omer Leolam Chatanahu, the Zov Ein Tzara Glomar Zu. So therefore, the chiddush of this Mishnah is not to say that you needed to give the get before kanas, right? That can't be what it is. Because I agree that even if you had given the get, liachashe kanas, it would have been absolutely perfect, no problem. So when you're telling me, Zoe, what exactly is this Zoe coming to tell me? Lema'ute mai. It certainly can't be coming to tell me Lama'uta, the case where the Metachiv and then Gire Shishto and so on, because even had he actually been Koneser and been Megarisher, he would also not have been considered to be a Tzarat Arva. So what exactly case would it be referring to at all? I don't understand. Rav Nachman, you are really up the creek without a paddle here. Because if Lamaisa, this Mishnah means what you say it means, then it makes no sense at all. I'll leave it alone. So you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Al Korchach, Rabbi Yirmiyah, really. Of course, Rabbi Nachman has to hold the Rabbi Yirmiyah. You're right. This Mishnah cannot be explained. Not like the way I'm learning, that the problem over here would have been a problem. It cannot be explained unless you hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, so therefore, if you hold the Rabbi Yirmiyah, now I understand. The Zoe is the Ikar Chiddush, that the first Mishnah is wrong. Konas v'acharkach girish is unacceptable. Creates a Tzara Serva. The other issue, that you wanted to be Madayik, that's not what the Mishnah is coming to talk about. The Mishnah doesn't care about whether the brother had died before, the brother hadn't died before, because Zika is not an issue. It already made that very clear in the first Mishnah. Zika is not the problem. Konas is the problem. And therefore, as long as it was Megarish before it was Konas, Ein Elchinan, not a problem. But, and what about Rava? Hey, wait a second over here. Now that you mention it, how does Rava understand the Mishnah? So, if Rava holds like Ravashi, okay. If Rava holds like Ravashi, say Nicha Isavah like Ravashi. So then, indeed, what would the case be coming to tell me? He holds now that actually the Mitah is Mapelet, right? And so, therefore, even if he'd been Konas V'achakach Girech, so if he holds Rav Ashi, who holds that there's Yesh Zika, and there's Yesh Zika, Filo Betrei Achi, and therefore the case would be Zohi, what would the Zohi come to be telling me? Zohi Lema'ute, mate, below Giresh. The case over here would only come to be Mamayit, Eino Hinami, in a case where he was really in a matzah, because according to Rava, it would have to be the same as the first Mishnah. So then if that's the case, you can say it would come to be Mamayit Ein Achinami, a case where he was mate and he hadn't been Megarish by the time he was mate. That's the only case. But if he holds like Rav Nachman, and he holds that Ein Zika, so what in the world is the Chiddush now over here of the Zoe? To tell me what? Zoe as opposed to what? All cases are mutter. The only case that's not mutter is in a case where he hadn't done the get at all. So what then is the Chiddush of the Mishnah to tell me Zohi? So I think, well, you're absolutely right. Of course, there is no way for Rava to understand this Mishnah as being in accordance with the Tana that holds a mita as matelet, unless he holds like Rav Ashi. If he holds like Rav Ashi and mita is matelet, so then he would indeed be learning the Zohi, not of course the same diak as Rav Ashi, because I mean Rav Ashi is saying mita v'char kach girish is a surah. That can't be what Rava holds. Right? Because Rava holds that as long as you were Megarish at any time, this Tana basically would agree with the original Tana. But the approach of Rav Ashi, he at least agrees with. That the idea over here is that you have to be Megarish. In other words, how would he learn it out? Taima, the only reason that the Mishnah is saying your Mutter is the Girish at the time of his Nisa. Then they're not Tzoris. And then the Nochris can go ahead and Mutteris. But if the second guy dies after now, without having been Megarish's wife, then even if he hadn't been Kenes, the Nochris, it would have been a Tzoros Aches Isha Vizika. So the Chiddush, according to Rava, is like Rav Ashi, but a little bit different. It runs like this. The guy gives a get before he dies, fine. If the guy doesn't give it yet before he dies, then the Mishnah is coming to tell me a big Chiddush that even though Lamaisa he had never taken her, and you'll say, so she's not Nogeya, she, and this was the question that you, Bob, were thinking about earlier, even though he never did take her, and we hadn't been Miyavim her, the problem is that in the course of the at the moment of the Mapelet, where there was Zika, there was a Zika to an Eshet, an Achot Isha of the other brother. And since there was an Achot Isha, there's nothing to do now. Even though at Bishas Misa there was no Yibum and there was no Mamar, makes an Afkamina. Once we hold Yesh Zika, now she's falling, the Nochrit is falling to the last surviving brother from the second brother as well, even though he never married. And therefore, when he is faced with this woman, weird, she is a Tzoras Erva, despite the fact she was never ever married to a woman that was an Erva to him. Why? Because this guy had never been Megarish. And at the moment that he died, there was a woman that was Zekuka to him, and his wife, at that instant, was an Achot Isha to the other brother. Therefore, he cannot marry the Achot Isha, obviously, because she's a real Erva. But he also cannot marry this woman who is a Tzora to that Erva, because she was also Zekuka to this brother from the first time around. And that's the Chiddush. That's an amazing Chiddush, right? So as long as he's Medayik like Rav Ashi, right, that's the case. That's basically what you were thinking. Okay, so it comes out now that that's exactly the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's exactly the point now. Okay, now Rashi actually raises the other implication of what was bothering you before. Right? So Rashi says, why not ask in a rare Rashi with Im Tomar? Take a look at the Rashi on the first medium-sized line. V'im tomar, if you will try to say as Bob was thinking, so once you're telling me that Zika is considered to be a Zika, that she's falling mikayach the akhasheni, so then anyway, she's now an eshet shtei metim. And we said before that even without the isser of achiot, there's also an Isser, right? Bibayat Echad, she has to fall only for one Bayat. Here, because of the Zika, she's falling for two Batim. In which case, forget about the Tzara's Erva deal. Make it a straightforward case. A woman, where one brother dies, there's two surviving brothers. The second brother dies without having done now the Yibum. Since she was the Kukatein, she's now falling from two Batim. She falls for two bucks, same thing like Mimer. We said by Mimer that's the case, right? So if you're telling me that there's Zika without Maimer, so then this is a case of Zika Shnei Yavni, what do you mix up the case by putting it in Tzoras Erva? Stazay without the Yisra HaChayot. You have exactly the same problem. Says Rashi, Lohi. There's no such thing. It's a big mistake. This Zikat Shnei Yabni, the Iser Leta Midyaraisa, Logoz Rabbanan Elahechad Ovat B'Maimer, Gzeira Shema Yomer Shnei Yevamot, Avot Mibayet Echad Mit Yabmot. It's because you're not thinking this through clearly. That din of coming from Shnei Batim cannot exist with your eye. No possible way that she could fall, really, Mishnei Batim. So what happens over here is that the Rabbanah said, look, if people view Maimer as a real Kenyan, and now we allow her to go and to get Yibum, she still needs Yibum from the first one. Right? She still needs Yibum from the first brother. There's two women here from two separate brothers. Her Maimer didn't potter her from the first brother who died. The second brother's wife obviously is Chayevus and Yibum. We now have, so he did Maimer. That means the last surviving brother is going to have to marry both of these women. People are going to say, wait a second. It's for one bias. He did Maimer. So apparently when he's married to more than one wife, they all require Yibum, which will lead people to be over an Isser of Bayit Echad Ubonev Eino Ben Eshnei Batim. To avoid that, they created this new Isser Derabbanan, Mishi Yeshalei Zikat Yavam Echad, Velo Mishi Yeshalei Zikat Shnei Yavmi. But Lamaisa is not such Isser. So therefore, to say that because of Zika we would create the Isser, why? Nobody's going to make that mistake. I mean, Mela, the only problem that we have is where, in fact, there's a din of Tzoras Erva. Oh, then you have a Tzoras Erva B'Zika. Tzoras Erva B'Zika is indeed a brilliant new application, which says, Rava, look at that, look at that. Gevaldik, Adiyak, Ravashi's right on the ball, and he's telling us a fantastic halacha, which now explains why I would bother schlepping out a whole other mission, Lozu Abzu. Amen, look at these fantastic conditions hidden in the middle of a mission of Lozu Abzu. Gevaldik. Now you can say Zokta. Now you see how Helik the Mishnah is. Now you can say Zokta Helik.
Zokta Helik the Mishnah.
All of the cases in the opening Mishnah, we're back again to our insertion of the 15 cases into all possible circumstances. The Chulam. All of the cases of the 15 women that Asur Tzarot, because they were married to the same brother who now dies. If, however, the kiddushin to that brother was a suffik, or there had been a get, but the get was a suffik get, so either a kiddushin or gerushin besuffik, the erva, of course, is the erva, she's nothing, but the tzara may not be a tzara, because the kiddushin was a suffik, and therefore, or the gerushin of the erva was a suffik. So now over here, the tzara becomes now a suffik of a tzara's erva, right? Maybe the erva had never been married to him. Maybe the erva was megureshet for him, and therefore she is the only wife, and therefore you can't give her yibum because maybe she is a tzara's erva, but you can't let her out free because maybe she's not a tzara's erva. So the din is chotzon v'lo mit yabot. Now when I say suffik kiddushin, what do I mean? Ketzat suffik kiddushin. Suppose now the man and the woman are standing in Rosh Hashanah, and now they're 8 amot apart, exactly 8 amot apart. And actually the principal of the school measured this to make sure there wouldn't be any problems after measuring her skirt. They also measured her leg, and he measured the distance to the guy, and now everything is, she's 8 amot away. He throws her a ring. He says, Ariad Mukadeshatli. But the ring lands right in the middle. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Suffolk Korovan. These are people that want to build a true Bayit Yehudi. So they started with a Suffolk Korov Law, Suffolk Korov Law. That's a Suffolk Kiddushin. Did it land because of Arba Amazim Shalom or Kainalai, even Rosh Hashanah? So there's the Shaila. Is it Kainasim? Was it hers or not? Ah, they were involved in this for years before the guy died. Now, know that. When I say suffer gerishin, what do I mean? Now, what do we expect to hear now? Zorak lo saget, suffer karov lo, suffer karov lo, classic case of suffer gerishin. The Sefer is getting full of those cases. Why not just give me a, no. Suffer gerishin is something else. Suffer gerishin is where he used one of the shloisha gittin that absulim the inises of latkasha. We're going to see this in great detail in the Sefer's gittin. So there's three types of gittin because of the takonos chachomim of how to write a get. We view a get missing any of these important issues as a get fossil. However, since it's been your rights, it's a kosher get. So if she went ahead and was married on the basis of that get, the children are not mamzer. Any of those three gittin, such as if he gave her a get, katav b'chtav yadom, but there's no eid. Or there's eidim, but there's no zman on the get. If Rabbanu were metaken, there has to be zman on the get, for various reasons, we'll see there. Or, maybe yesh bo zman, and there's an eid echad. Okay, all of that we're calling, even though it's not really suffic gerishin, we're giving it the din of similar to a suffic gerishin, and therefore, we have to treat it as if it's not a kosher get, but since it really is a kosher get, so therefore she really is a tzara, not a tzara serva, so she needs chalitza, but we can't acknowledge that we're treating it as a kosher get, because the Lamaisa Rabbana made it a get possible, so treat it as a suffix. Lo yibam, but chalitza. That's the case of get. Ask the Gemara, why is that the case of get? V'ilu begerish, I mean, couldn't we just say the simple case? Same thing that we said by Kedushin. Make it a real suffix. Suffix or of law, suffix or of law, for some reason, lo katani. The Tana is so studiously avoiding that case that it just, it's shouting out to you. I mean, why not? My timer? Oh, my rabbi, I'll tell you why. Because isha zo becheskat heter l'shuk omeret. Now look here. Be'etzem, this woman was married to a guy for 50 years together with this Erva. Nobody's thinking of her as a Yavama. When he dies, she's Muteret L'Shuk. We all know it. Always been Muteret L'Shuk. Now all of a sudden, because of a suffix of a get that was given to the Erva, you now suddenly want to Aser, right? Misuffik Adavala Osra. So now you're going to cancel your cheskas heter on this woman, that she's not a yavama. Al tasrana misafek. So if the etzem there's a get that's kosher midirais, it's not a safek. That's what it's saying. The get really is a good get. But etzem she's really chayav and yibum because she's not a tzara serva because b'shas misa he wasn't married to the erva, he gave her a get. However, since the rabbanit said that that get isn't a kosher get completely. And you're not supposed to use that get l'chatchila. Treat it as if it's a suffix, and therefore give her chalitza. But if it was a real suffix, the chazaka would have passed in for us that she's muteres l'shuk. We wouldn't have asked her because of the suffix to change now her chazaka.
It is chazaka that she's married. The chazaka is that she's married.
Who's married? So,